Two crooks assured the king that they could make a dress that fools would not see. The monarch was delighted and gave the crooks a generous advance. They set up the looms and pretended to work. The king wanted to see the results of their labors, but he was afraid. He sent his cleverest and most conscientious minister to the weavers. He saw nothing, but he was afraid to admit it. So that the king would not think the minister foolish, he began to praise the color of the cloth before the monarch. The second adviser did the same. Meanwhile, the crooks were cutting the air with scissors and waving needles without thread, pretending that they were weaving cloth and making clothes. Now the day of the ceremony had come. The king walked in and saw nothing. But he was ashamed to admit that he was stupid and did not rightfully occupy the throne. He rewarded the crooks generously. He strutted naked under the canopy, and people shouted that the suit fit like a cast and its style was beautiful. Only a boy shouted, "And the king is naked." After that, the truth was no longer as frightening to repeat.